producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, all of us your friends, standing up to radio boredom, to the radio blah blahs. No blah here. Jennifer, what's the story with all these shoot 'em ups? I see another car shot up on the interstate in Richmond, California. More of these over the last couple of weeks, I think five or six of them. People being shot at and killed along the highways, California highways. Six drive-by shootings, as a matter of fact, since around Thanksgiving. This is, I don't know.
Kind of a thing that gangs do in California.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, obviously we've heard about drive-by shootings. They used to be really prevalent in the 90s. I remember growing up, that was actually a thing. My mom actually got shot at. In her car.
She did?
Crazy. Yeah. Huh? Driving to school. This was years ago. Someone was shooting down from a highway overpass, and she got kind of missed it. Thank the Lord. Somehow, at the same time, he was shooting a gun off, and he was dropping bricks. Her car got hit with a brick, but thank God it wasn't a hit with the bullet. And I remember being so freaked out because the anonymity of it is so bizarre. I mean, it's just whatever they're looking for, and these tend to be gang initiations. Now, there's been a dip in those around Los Angeles, but now it seems like Northern California is getting hit with these same kind of things, and I'd have to imagine, I haven't seen a story saying yes or no, but I'd have to imagine it's got to be related to that.
Wow. All right. I noticed that Ben Carson's aides have been going on to social media, leaving no doubt what Carson, or at least they are thinking, whether Carson's thinking this or not remains to be seen, but if they're true blue, he's got to be in on this in some way, shape, or form. Says Cruz and Rubio have no chance against Donald Trump, either of them, especially now that he's dropped out of the race. He told supporters there's no path for him to the Republican nomination. He's not going to be involved in the debate on Friday night. His manager, I didn't realize that Armstrong Williams, Richie, was his business manager. Armstrong Williams, a guy.
Really? The radio guy?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, that's weird.
Yep. And interestingly enough, there's only one candidate, he said, and that's Trump. He said, Armstrong said, Rubio and Cruz need to get out. Now, I bring this up because you're talking about CPAC and their impact, and Armstrong Williams has always been a tool, in my mind, of the right wing because he's black, and they love to have black guys who are right of center and Republicans come to the fore. And so I think it's interesting. They would go after. I would be very surprised if somebody hadn't gone after him to try to get him to speak out for either Cruz or Rubio, but he's not. He's
Armstrong Williams.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of his credibility when he got nailed on that Department of Education pimp thing. He was paid to pimp George Bush's Department of Education plan.
Yeah. Well, but he still found his way around into various circles, including this one.
No, he's still a respected member of the community, so.
Yeah, right. So, be interesting. If you see him at CPAC today, maybe you can get Dana or somebody to interview him. I think that'd be an interesting overview. Meanwhile,
you know who I saw yesterday out pushing for John Kasich?
No.
Montel Williams.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
He loves him. He's all over Twitter supporting Kasich.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? And we love Montel. He's been on this show a dozen times or more. Yeah. Dozens of times. And he's a good guy. Former Marine.
Oh, he's very straight. He's very straightforward.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is a Freudian slip. Mean Mitt Romney. Sounds like a wrestler, right? I think he's speaking at CPAC.
He's in Salt Lake, so he's not coming to CPAC, but he will be speaking at CPAC, I guess, via video conference.
That people are concerned about, North Korea has fired yet another short-range missile, this time aimed at Japan. The UN said, don't do it. They said, nah. So what are we going to have? Is this another circumstance like what's going on in the Middle East? Nobody does anything. This little worm does whatever he wants to. And meanwhile, who knows what he can put on top of one of these missiles. The Chinese even, I don't think they just step on him like a...
Well, that's the thing here is that, China is really the only way that North Korea gets any food, money, fuel, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And China told them, you guys need to back off. And this is a poke in the eye to China for them. So it'll be interesting to see how China plays this.
Yeah. Well, there's only one way to play it, and that's to squash them like a bug.
Do you guys think China gets the world pressure that the U.S. does?
To do things?
Because the world would be on the U.S. to just turn the other cheek to North Korea, don't implement sanctions to mess with the economy or take away the food supply from the innocent North Koreans. Do you think China gets that same kind of response from the international community? I don't think so either.
I think China gets the pressure to squash North Korea.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right. The story of Aubrey McClendon. Anybody know who he is? Owned the Oklahoma NBA team.
Oh.
He was being probed by the SEC.
By an alien? Oh.
No, but he was being probed for market rigging. Apparently he was guilty because he drove his car.
I've been probed once, but not for my money.
Really? Okay. So this guy drives himself into a wall and kills himself. He drives himself off the highway into a bridge abutment and kills himself. He's got three children. His wife is one of the primary heiresses to Whirlpool. And
and it gets that bad. The family,
that bad, you gotta
the money.
Take yourself out.
That bad, you have to take yourself off the planet.
Mm-hmm. That is really cowardly, Frank, especially if you got three children.
He's not wearing a seatbelt.
No, he was planning to kill himself.
They're not saying it in the article.
No, baloney. What else is it? What else is it? And you notice how I've stayed away from the last couple of days, all this discussion. Well, maybe it's another part to the Malaysian Airlines jet that went down. They found a horizontal stabilizer, and it could be from the plane. Do you know how many times they've played this gag, and yet nothing to show for it? Why do we even pay attention? That's why I wasn't going to say anything about
it. That's a mystery.
Mystery. Yeah, I know.
How does something disappear? Yeah, I know. You said it's a cloaking device, right?
All right, see you later. Bye bye. All right. Say it again, Doug. Blood pressure. There's an app that is a problem. I'm going to tell you about how to deal with it. I have a little bit of advice for you when it comes to blood pressure. I'll give it to you in a moment. 14 past the hour here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience. Copy that. QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org. Number 33.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
All right, here we are, 1670, and actually at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So here's the story floating around. Maybe some of you who have high blood pressure are worried because you were using this app. This is one of the best-selling blood pressure apps around, and apparently it is so inaccurate, it gives a false warning 80% of the time that you're using it. And in doing so, it puts your health at risk in another way. Scientists have been studying these various things, as well they ought to. It's called Instant Blood Pressure, been downloaded 100,000 times as an app. It suggests, the company says, it gauges blood pressure by placing a smartphone on your chest. And the folks at Johns Hopkins have warned it gives false readings 80% of the time. They tested the app on about 100 people, and it is the most inaccurate of any of the blood pressure apps or mechanisms.
Do you have to have your shirt off for this to be used?
Wouldn't you have thought?
You would think.
I would have thought.
Well, that's kind of how they would. Yeah, here, you want to put your phone up to my chest? Right, not the camera, Rich. Don't you think this is what they do, though, when they would reset pacemakers? You could do it over the phone. I remember when my grandma had hers, they could actually reset it with a phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That is scary. Yeah.
I think it's, right. I mean, just think what that opens you up to, but that's
Dick
just
Cheney
weird.
Must be having like a mini heart attack every day thinking about
ring,
that.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hasn't he had like 7 heart attacks, Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so you want to know,
20 years.
This is self-serving, but yet true. The bottom line here is that you won't need an app if you are on Super Beats. I say this confidently. It's kind of a clever way for me to spend a minute talking about it, but I'm serious. This is an eye-opener for anybody that uses any kind of drugs to sort of moderate your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, you should be calling this number, 800-655-4183. Maybe that's the only message we have to give, Rich. You don't have to go through all the stuff that Super Beats is all about. If you've got high blood pressure, this is the solution to high blood pressure. I can say that confidently. Got high blood pressure, use Super Beats. Pressure goes down, you have good blood pressure, you keep using Super Beats. Keeps the blood pressure where it's supposed to be. 800-655-4183. And you can ask about special offers that they have. Super Beats always is coming up with something. But the best thing about this is our cardiologist here on the radio is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He gives this stuff to his patients because it's so good. And it's all about blood pressure. So you want to keep your blood pressure down, 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and order some of these Super Beats. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, what have we here to listen to in the musical portion of this hour of the Good Day program? Top five songs this week in 1983 around the country. Starting off with a song that was almost like a signature song in a way of Duran Duran. They have a distinct sound, and this is one of them that I think added to that sound. Hungry Like a Wolf, number five this week, 1983 by Duran Duran. You can crank it up. Yes, Richie. Why not? Certainly easy pop sound of that coming up on 25 past the hour. Next in our list of the top five, we go to number four, another really great pop group, Boy George and Culture Club.
Love it.
Good song. What does this song mean to you? What memories does it bring back? What was going on in your life during the early quadrant of 1983?
That was a fun decade for me.
I was in the first grade.
Oh, my heavens. All right, so number three this week in 1983 belonged to the Stray Cats, or G.
Stray Cats, John, I'm a Casanova.
Hey!
Yeah, the shoes brought at me from a meat old man.
One of my favorite guitar players of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow!
There's that guitar Richie's talking about.
Fresh 5120.
Yeah. Does that mean anything to anybody here? Other than you?
Just me. It's all about me.
That's Chris.
Well, no,
it's all about you.
Had he played this on a Stratocaster, would it have sounded cool? Yeah, but that fat body, hollow body guitar gives it a cool sound.
Fat body, that's what I like. All right, so
on my wall just like
that. Your wife loves that collection. I know she does. Number two this week in 1983 belonged to Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
That's a great song. Great song.
Yeah. These guys are great.
Great song.
Yes. All right, so you got Duran Duran in the number five position, Culture Club in the number four position, the Stray Cats in the number three position, Bob Seger number two. This is one of the songs I like least from Michael Jackson, but it was number one during this week in 1980. I don't know, I just never liked it. Billie Jean.
You know what? I always thought it was Blue Jeans at my door, though. I never knew it was Billie
played. Jean. It's now being played too much on all those stations that are so fascinated with the music of the 80s. It just gets played too much.
But you know why this song is cool?
No.
Eddie Van Halen plays guitar on it.
That doesn't make a bit of difference to me.
Awesome.
Say to you, not to me. Billie Jean. But this guy, no question about the talent here. Nobody's ever questioned his talent.
You know what's amazing about
he was.
Michael Jackson is I can walk into my kids' elementary school and every first grader, as young as first grade, they know who Michael Jackson is.
Yeah. He's like, very smooth.
Do they know who you are, Rich, when you walk in?
Nah, oh, no. They don't care.
Really?
No.
Rich McFadden, ladies and gentlemen.
If they do, they go home. That guy.
At that guy.
Mr. McFadden.
It's 28 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
There's a new book out for helping women transition from being home gardeners to farm entrepreneurs. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for earth, for life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
The latest book from Lisa Kivirist is Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers. Kivirist and her husband own and operate In Serendipity, a farm and bed and breakfast near Browntown, Wisconsin. She's also involved in other projects focusing on women in agriculture and says women farmers are a fast-growing sector.
And that's being driven by women starting local-focused, sustainable-focused, and very community-driven farms. So it's not just looking for a job and looking to fill some shelves in grocery stores. It's women wanting to feed their local communities.
Kivirist's book includes advice and ideas from more than 100 women who are part of what she calls a new generation.
What's interesting and I find really inspiring about this new generation of women farmers is we're doing things differently. It's creative business models. It's anything from growing lavender in raised beds to tomatoes on a rooftop in the urban centers.
If you type Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers, into your search engine, you'll find several options for buying the book. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What's going on in the world? That's happening here. This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. As the country is trying to figure out what Donald Trump would mean as a president, I find it interesting because he's done things that may improve your vocabulary, Rich.
Yeah, he's a very eloquent speaker.
Yes, he is. Well, he didn't. Well, it took him a while to disavow David Duke. And that, as a result of that, there was a 4,000% increase in search traffic for the word disavow because people didn't know what the word disavow meant.
400%. Isn't that funny?
4,000%.
4,000%?
4,000% spike in the search for the word disavow on the Merriam-Webster website. Disavow, what does that mean? Over a two-day period, disavow joined the top 1% of lookups on the Merriam-Webster site. As a new study released by Merriam-Webster showing that among the top words that have been on the search engines there because of events during the presidential campaign, 41% of them have been directly related to things Donald Trump has said. 41% of the searches at Merriam-Webster have been words that have come from the lexicon of Donald Trump.
Wow. Like moron, loser.
Yeah.
No.
People huge.
Huge. Right. That's it. Huge. It's huge.
America.
All right.
Great.
What do you say to people who are losing weight? There's been a big focus in the last couple of weeks on this woman who is the cover model. Sports Illustrated has every year the swimsuit
Ashley
model.
Yeah.
Right. Ashley Graham is her name. And a lot of people, this woman needs to go on a diet. Really? How many people do you know who have been on a diet, as a matter of fact, since the beginning of the year. A lot of people go on diets for Lent.
Yeah.
They go on diets as they have a New Year's resolution that focuses on his weight, her weight. So if you're trying to help somebody, you're trying to support somebody who is trying to lose some weight, there are certain things that you might want to say and certain things that you might not want to say that may have the opposite effect of seeming like you're supporting this person, whether it be a man or a woman. There's a research paper out today that surveyed hundreds of people who lost weight and kept it off for more than a year. And then there were a couple of hundred people who lost weight but quickly gained the weight back again. The people were asked about their diet, their physical activity, kinds of support they received from their family and from their friends. So, dun-dun-dun-dun, the results of this survey and research show that people who regained the weight received more support from their family and friends. Turned out that the regainers were often reminded about what they ought to look like, what they ought to be doing, how they ought to be exercising, stay away from high-fat foods, get to the gym, all of that stuff. So that backfires. The people who kept the weight off reported that the people close to them were engaged in helpful activities with them, like they ate healthy foods, they went to the gym and exercised with them or talked about how great they looked going to the gym, et cetera, et cetera. They also got more compliments about their eating habits. Geez, glad to see that you're not eating so much hamburger. Or glad
no,
to see
you don't say it like that.
Food.
Glad to see you put down the forks, heavy. No, it's not like that. You have to say, wow, you really changed your diet. Look at what you're eating.
That fork is bent. That spoon is bent. Yeah. You must have seen Uri Geller.
Oh, good job for finally putting down the Twix. Yeah, you can't do that.
Putting down the Twix.
Uh-huh. Can't do that.
Really?
Somebody playing pool at your house?
No.
I feel like someone just broke the ball.
It's the dog.
I've just been distracted a bit. All right, so let's go back to this for a second, because I think this is important, these results and what they show. People who regain weight and the way that they regain weight. I guess it's all about support. Maybe that's what it is. You keep the compliments subtle and work with people that
here's
you care
a tip.
About to keep the weight off.
And here's the tip. This is for you, Dougie.
Okay.
You ready? This is the right compliment. Wow, you look great. But then again, you always do.
Yeah.
That's a compliment.
It is a compliment. Yeah.
What not to say?
I say that all the time.
You look so much better than you used to. Not a compliment.
Wow, if only the fat you could see the skinny you.
Nah. There you go.
Yeah. Got it. It's all in the phrasing.
I like the skinny you better.
Really? Nice. Very nice, Richie. Okay. I noticed that there's a
looks like
a
you
rumor
can start hiding
to...
behind a tree again.
There you go. You look marvelous.
Sure, marvelous.
You look beautiful today, but then you always look beautiful. That's what I'm supposed to say to Meredith? I said
yes.
That to Meredith, right. Okay. Beyonce is going to divorce Jay-Z.
I heard about this.
Really?
You about that?
They say it's false, but...
Yeah, really?
I kind of like to see it.
There are a lot of couples who are now asking for wedding guests to pay for their honeymoons instead of buying them gifts. Have you noticed that? There's a website called Honey Fund.
Yeah, how many spatulas do you really need?
Yeah, I think that's okay to say, hey, in lieu of... Because I've actually been to a few weddings where they've asked you to sponsor items for the honeymoon. So, like, $50 will get them a bottle of champagne when they come in the room, or $100 at this excursion. I mean, I think that's cool, but... I saw this story, and it got me thinking, and, oh, gosh, I hope she's not listening. My cousin's getting married.
She's getting married in the morning.
I just feel like if people that are getting married in this day and age, because I think this is a new phenomenon, are very, very entitled. They ask you to do destination weddings, which cost money.
Yeah.
Then they ask you to go to a reception when they get home.
Yeah.
Then you have to worry about gifts.
Wow.
Then if you're a girl, you have to go to a shower, which you also have to bring a gift to. And then you get asked to travel to a weekend away bachelorette party. I mean, it gets expensive to go...
Spend couple
anybody in your life get married.
Yeah, if a good friend gets married, it's $1,000-$1,500.
Oh, yeah. When my friend Jamie got married, it was a trip to Hawaii. I mean, it was like, and look, you want to be there for the people, but it's
expensive. Will you come over here for a second? All right, I don't normally ask, and she may say she's not going to do this. Last night, we were at dinner with a couple of friends, and we were talking about this very thing, about the costs of honeymoons, the these parties that these women are having to go away. And so there are a couple of sites now, including Honey Fund, which is modeled after GoFundMe. But what were we talking about, though? Come here for just a second. Remind me.
Bachelor parties, the bachelorette parties, and they fly all over the place and spend all this money they don't have.
Thank you.
Right.
That was pretty much that was it. Yeah, that was the bottom line.
Let's all take a bachelor party to Vegas and spend $2,000.
Yeah. And where's it all coming from?
But now people are getting married so much later that, you know, in their 30s, how involved are the parents? Are they still
all right,
involved?
So here's the guy who established Honey Fund, he gets 10%. If you raise money for your honeymoon or for these trips that we're talking about,
teeth.
This guy gets 10% of the total amount that's collected.
He should go on the honeymoon with you. That should be the idea.
Wow. A big increase, by the way. Honey Fund saw a 50% jump. They went into existence last year, and this year, 50% more traffic on it this time this year than when they started last year.
Well, stupider people.
I think it's so appropriate when you have a destination wedding to say our gift is your attendance, because having to do a gift and a destination.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, I wanted to just spend a minute back on what I was talking about. What are you laughing about?
Okay, weight loss compliments.
March. No.
March,
as far as divorce. There's a story on Bloomberg Business this week. Actually, the divorce lawyer, Laura Wasser, who's big in L.A., she's celebrity divorce person, says the best time to file for divorce is a Friday afternoon, because news outlets, this is for celebrities, won't pay close attention. Let's see.
Yeah, because people are getting drunk and arrested on Friday, so that's a good
thing. She urges clients to tell their spouse that they're filing for divorce so they don't find out about it in the news.
Duh. But
especially because the news cycle is so fast now, it'll be on TMZ. If somebody, like, for example, what we were just talking about with Beyonce planning to divorce Jay-Z, that was on TMZ in an hour. Right.
Are you that you don't know your spouse is thinking about filing for divorce? I mean, should that come as a surprise to anybody?
No.
You'd think not, but somebody.
The very fact it comes as a surprise to you is exactly why you're getting divorced.
Yeah. Jennifer Warren says so. Must be true.
Right.
44 after the hour here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now. With your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com DougStephan.com or call 800-655-4183.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right. Get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Coming up on 46 past the hour here on Good Day, Rod Pyle joins Jennifer and me. He's been a producer and a writer, director of documentary programming for the History Channel, also Discovery Channel. He's a NASA historian, and that's why I like the things that he focuses on. There's a book that he's written called Innovation, the NASA Way. You and I are on the same wavelength, Rod. Good to have you back here on Good Day. What do you make of all of the attention being given to Scott Kelly, 520 days total in his career up in space. This is going to be a great story as it continues to unfold, don't you think?
I think it is. I mean, it's already a great story. The press has been giving it a lot of attention, and especially I think because NASA's sort of unfurling this return as really the first step towards the voyage to Mars we've been talking about since you and I were kids.
Right.
It's always about 30 years away, right?
Right.
And you know, it's a lot harder than we thought back in the day. And a lot of that is what happens to the human body when it's in a weightless condition and in a high radiation environment and all that. So for a lot of reasons this journey for Scott has been great, and especially because you know, he's got a twin brother here on Earth. His brother is a retired astronaut, so now they've got this perfect experiment and this perfect control, and they can compare them right down to the level of their DNA and really see what happens when you're up in space for long periods of time.
I think what's fascinating is to see the two of them now, and the extent to which Scott's body changed. It added 2 inches to his height. And that's because of gravity, or not having gravity, weightlessness, sort of let your body expand. Those of us who are getting older and seem to be losing a little of our height, maybe we all should jump onto a spaceship and see if we can get a couple more inches one way or the other.
Well,
doesn't that fascinate you?
It does. I like that reason. I like the reason that I'd lose a whole lot of weight once I got up there, just in the snap of the finger. The body does change a lot. I was talking to a flight surgeon at Johnson Space Center about 9 months ago about this, and there's a number of things that they've known for a long time. The fluids in the body that are used to being pulled down by gravity redistribute, and they kind of go up towards your core, and the astronauts talk about having this head cold the whole time they're up there. It's not really a cold. It's just the fluids redistributing in your body that make you feel congested and a little out of it at first. And then, as you mentioned, they're also a little taller. There's density loss within the bones because the calcium says, hey, you don't need me here. I'm not working. You know, I'm going to take off.
But they have a gym up there. They work out pretty consistently for a long time, every day, long time.
Hours every day, but it doesn't seem enough. But the one that's really spooky is the eyes take on a different shape. They elongate a bit, so the focus changes, and they're not really sure if that's going to be a permanent problem or a temporary one.
Well, doesn't it affect your vision, apparently? You know, the connection of all of that, the cornea and all the stuff in your eye, the nerves into your brain, supposedly are affected somehow or other by this, too?
One thing they have talked about, I mean, besides the actual physical reshaping, which changes the distance between the lens and the retina, there's also, kind of coincident with this, is the sleep cycle gets all messed up because your circadian rhythms are slightly off. And actually, they say sometimes they're kept awake by cosmic rays zipping through their eyes, these little flashes of light, because they're up there closer to the edge of the magnetic shielding that the Earth provides, that you get these little pops of white light, so what they like to call fireworks. Buzz Aldrin reported these back in the Gemini and Apollo days that can actually sort of disturb your sleep cycle.
So are you going to do, we have about 30 seconds, are you doing a movie on Scott Kelly?
I don't know. They should, if they haven't. They should do one on him. And there was a Soviet cosmonaut that spent upwards of a total of 800 days in space. Yeah. That would be a fascinating story.
One of the things I think would be fascinating is to profile the friendships that develop among these people from various nations up there, sort of breaking down all the borders. All good stories about Scott Kelly and the others. Rod Pyle, rodpylefilms.com is Rod's email, is his website. Thank you very much, Rod.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Three minutes after the hour now on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn.
Get it together, Steffen.
Oh, why? Well, do you think I'm not
heard
together?
A little gooching in the background there. Heard a little dog gooching. I heard a lot of things going
lots
on.
Lots of things going on here. All right. So let's get, speaking of lots of things, this is Tech Talk. City and Doug. Tech Talk time.
Can
and the Apple.
In
which, if you hadn't said that, I'd have been fine.
I know.
On
I
Apple
know.
Encryption, but you just stuck your foot in my mouth.
I ruined it for you.
Yeah, nice job. All right, so anyway, the encryption case is continuing. We're going to have some trends in the hearing, congressional hearings, court hearings, all this stuff. I'm still backing Apple 100%. You still on Apple's side, Jen?
60%.
Okay. Well, you spend a lot of your time on the air in San Bernardino, so you're affected by this somewhat.
I do. I think this is about a lot of posturing. I think it's about the government trying to game us and get access to our cell phones.
Really?
And I think it's
the government gaming us? Come
well,
on.
And I also think
that.
It's about Apple not coming to the table because they're enjoying a surge in popularity with millennials because they look like they're protecting our privacy. And I think it's silly because I think we fall victim to the posturing by these two groups when there's something that could be done.
Right. Something can be done. All right. We'll find out what can be done in a moment as we continue with Tech Talk time here on Good Day.
In the world of mobile, the buzzword is modular. Tech expert Katie Linendahl says the hottest new smartphones will change the way we live our lives.
It's amazing how much we use our smartphone for these days. And now say hello to something you're going to love, the LG G5. It works with these amazing new modular companion devices called LG Friends. There is a snap-on camera with a DSLR type grip. There's a 360-degree VR camera and VR goggles. Plus, for the audio lovers, you can also have an audio module that you can pop right in and use with your PC as well. Plus, you can pop the batteries in and out too, so you never have to be searching for an outlet.
And when you're away?
And very cool, LG's got this round rolling bot. This guy can be controlled remotely with the G5 as a remote controller. So you can see a live stream of what's going on and take photos and videos. Plus, you can also put it into pet mode so you can play with your favorite four-legged creatures by emitting a dancing laser.
Look for the LG G5 in early spring.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. Then enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
All right, 56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Here's Greg Nibbler. Jennifer's going to have a hard time keeping a straight face. He's
Greg
on a
Nibbler,
website
reporter.
Called Digital Trends. Reports in that the congressional hearings on the Apple encryption case have come around. This is a battle that's going on because of something the FBI mistakenly did to this phone.
And the
coming out of yesterday's hearing in front of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, we're learning new details of how investigators made a mistake in handling the terrorist's iPhone 5C. In an attempt to access the device, they tried to change its iCloud account password. That actually made accessing the phone more difficult and stopped the phone's iCloud backup. Apple has already cooperated by handing over previous iCloud data from the device to the feds, so this error was a huge setback for them. If investigators hadn't attempted the password change, this entire mess potentially wouldn't have ever happened.
Stupid.
That's Greg Nibbler. I'm Jennifer Biter.
I'm Doug Acker. Here's Tom Ackerman, who is a tech correspondent. Here he's got the back and forth between Apple and the FBI.
Throughout the congressional hearing, FBI Director James Comey refrained from painting Apple as more concerned about its highly profitable product than national security.
The companies are not evil. The government's not evil. You have a whole lot of good people who see the world through different lenses, who care about things, all care about the same things, in my view.
But Comey argued that the government was reasonable in its request for Apple to devise software that disables the encryption safeguards in its advanced model iPhone. Software that would allow the FBI to examine any hidden messages on the phone used by Syed Farouk, who together with his wife killed 14 people in San Bernardino last December. The FBI says its request is limited to just that phone. But New York's chief prosecutor also wants Apple's help in decrypting 175 iPhones seized from criminals that he's been unable to crack. Apple lawyer Bruce Stewart.
All right, that's enough. But that's really where this is all going. That's what they want from this. And so, Jennifer, because you're, you know, I bet you could spend an hour, a complete hour, every day on your program in San Bernardino, any other Southern California areas, talking just about this.
Yeah, so many layers.
So many wrinkles and spins to it. All right, 59 past the hour. This is today's Good Day program.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.